Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Is it recording?
It's recording. Tell me what you think about this event.
I like it. It was very informative. It was really nice. Getting information that you didn't know. I like that they had different various, talking about the diabetes, and my brother has diabetes, so it's good to have information about that. And then learning that I'm going to take better care of myself with some of the screenings that we're doing. So it's nice.
Okay. Did the idea of the incentive, the food card, did that incentive you, or did you just want to come down and get?
Actually, I didn't know about the card until after my friend told me about the health fair. So it was no.
So just getting checked up was good enough to get you down here and check out your stuff.
Right.
Okay. Well, hope you got something good out of it. So just quickly, briefly tell me, what did you think about the health fair, and is there anything you'd like to see in it in the future?
I thought it was good, just because the fact that they actually checked your blood pressure and your cholesterol and let you know. Because for some people, don't go to the doctor like they're supposed to. So this kind of helped. So I just found out that my cholesterol was high.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps.
I think I'm going to take the cholesterol myself.
Yeah.
So what test did you guys do?
The test they had was to check your high blood pressure and your cholesterol.
And the glucose too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was just crazy because for me only being 22, knowing that I have high, that my blood pressure is getting kind of high. And
wow.
All the extra stuff, it's like, wow, I got to get checked often.
So what does that mean? You're going to start doing some diet changes or doing more exercise? Or
honestly, I think my cholesterol stuff is from her because I don't eat salt. I hate salt.
Uh-huh.
So, but it was really just something that I think the whole community should be here for, because this is something that's a really big thing.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
So, what did you think about the health fair?
Oh, I loved it. I think her name was Frankie. I liked the mama effect she had on me, just because I haven't had a breast mammogram yet,
mm-hmm.
and a pap smear in a while. And I needed to, even though I don't feel stressed or anything, I just needed to see where my blood pressure is, and poor eating, so I needed to see where my cholesterol was. And if the opportunity didn't present itself, I probably wouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful that it was here today, just so I can, you know how, I don't know, it's like I don't think I would call my doctor and say, hey, can I come in for a cholesterol check or a high blood pressure check? Unless something was going on with me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was grateful. When they told me upstairs, I came in for Sisters in Common. They were like, well, this is what we have down here. Do you think it'll, you know, benefit you?
So did you get any information today that you didn't know before?
Oh, man. I got a whole bunch of information. Not only for diabetes, but the cooking and the food for the soul, and then I have a whole bunch of little ones. That resource table in there was great. I came out with Women's Night Out. As before you open this up, I told you I was a little stressed going through some depression, so I think this is going to be good going to this Women's Night Out tonight. And then just other resources, you know, for the kiddos and housing and shelters and food resources. So yes, it was
great. Okay, we got 10 seconds here for the presentation to start. Thank you so much. Hello.
Hi.
Quickly, what did you think about the health fair?
I thought it was great. It was very informative and helpful, and people were really nice and encouraging. And all the ladies there, I could tell that it's something they're passionate about. So it's really great.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you'd like to see at the health fair next time?
Not at this time. I think right now everything looks good. It's not as intimidating because it's something that everyone can relate to. Everyone wants information about. So I would say that it's a really good setup right now.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. I kind of saw you shaking your head yes while you were watching the presentation. Did any of that ring true for yourself personally?
No, but as I'm a researcher, healthcare researcher, uh-huh. and through the research that I do, I see this all the time where there is a shift in the culture where people who are from or people who are not from here, immigrants especially, struggle with healthcare insurance. A lot of people don't even understand what their insurance covers, so it's really a struggle.
Great. So since we're kind of doing some similar work now with Healthier Here, what would be your strongest suggestion for dealing with, immigrant populations?
Mm-hmm. I think right now the health fair is a great start. I feel like with time we can expand it in such a way that when people come in, we can do like a survey to ask them about, okay, have you been to the doctor this year? And also gather that information, gather data, ask for people's consent, of course, mm-hmm. and then publish an information that shows before and after. You know, when we started this fair, people were not, let's say people, a lot of people, the percentage of people who cared about their health was lower, and then let's say compare it to next year and see how that changes. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't change as much, that would give us opportunity to identify what the loopholes are and can help. So I think this is really great, but I think we need some kind of data to really capture it. Like the focus groups is a good start, but we want to keep that going so that we can keep, it's like an iterative process. Mm-hmm. And so once we have that out, then you can connect that to the community leaders, and that way that would become like a top priority of, you know, something to handle. Right.
Great. Oh, that's wonderful advice. One of the things I tried to do in this room, if you notice, we got multiple screens here. Mm-hmm. And so we have Tigrinya, Amharic, and Oromo languages are the same results. Would more of that kind of stuff help, do you think?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, language is such a powerful thing, but it's also a barrier right now, because a lot of times languages are kind of like, sometimes people are even afraid to speak their language because they don't want to be discriminated against. Mm-hmm. But I think it's high time we all get comfortable with how different we are, and that would help us to understand things.
Okay. Better. Thank you so much. Thank I appreciate you. Your comments, and I'm going to take them to the right people.
Of course.
Okay? How are you doing today?
Good.
Give me your thoughts on the health fair. Was it helpful to you?
Yeah, it was very helpful. I learned a couple things, like I never really got my cholesterol checked.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned that maybe I should keep up with that.
Well, you're not alone.
Right on the level.
Do you have health insurance?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
And are you satisfied with it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So you had good doctors and good experience so far.
I've been at the same doctor for the past 8 years.
Wow. Yeah, that is a good doctor. I've changed mine once or twice. But anything you think might be useful that might have been missing from this health fair, or do you think it's okay?
No, well, I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
I think it was pretty good. So, I got my blood pressure checked, which is always a good thing to know your blood pressure, mm-hmm. especially when life takes over. I think the pricking of the finger and reading our blood sugar was very helpful because I never really checked mine, and I learned that it was a little low today.
Mm-hmm. So you discovered a lot of things that may not have before, unless you ask your doctor specifically about. Okay, well, presentation's about to start. I might ask you a question or two after. Okay, did that kind of ring true to you?
Yes, it did.
Now, this survey was taken amongst mostly African and African American communities. And did you think that there's anything else that they didn't talk about?
No, but I felt like the statement on medical is tricky and it doesn't cover all medicines, that was very true because that just happened to my dad.
It did happen to your dad.
Yeah, and he passed on the 23rd.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So how are you doing?
I'm fine.
I saw you shaking your head yes while you were watching the presentation. Did any of that ring true for yourself?
Yes.
What were some of the things that you said?
Sometimes you don't understand what the community say.
Mm-hmm.
Look for somebody talking your language.
Mm-hmm.
That's true because most of us, we don't read English and write.
Mm-hmm.
So we need help. And if we don't get that help, it's a problem because you don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm. So it's like explaining what's wrong with you,
yeah,
or what the doctor can do to help. I mean, yeah, some people who speak English have a hard time doing that too. Yeah. But
so the secondly, the medication is too expensive. It's true. Some people that we cannot afford to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Even you sick, you don't want to go to the doctor because you can, when they describe you medicine, you cannot afford to buy.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And health care is too expensive to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
If, for example, you work only part-time and you are senior, it's hard to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I check in my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great, great, great responses. One last question. How did you feel about the health fair down here? Do you think it's a good thing?
Yeah, of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I have high blood pressure. I get today. I laugh.
Oh.
That is very wonderful because it can be worse without
that
knowing.
That's absolutely true.
So to know that is very good for me, mm-hmm, and I'm so happy.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you discovered something, and I hope you find a way to do something about it. And I appreciate you making these comments today.
Thank you.
Thank you. So did any of this presentation ring true? Meaning that did you guys have similar experiences that they were talking about in this video?
I think even I got some information because what you have right. Yeah, mm-hmm, about what you ask for doctor, you can get interpreter, you have the slow, you have to prepare the interpreter,
mm-hmm,
by speaking by our language, you know, that's good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, that's. Secondly, for myself, I check my blood pressure, but I don't check the, I don't take the cholesterol, blah, blah, something.
Did you find out something new about your cholesterol?
Yeah, I found it, but my blood pressure is a little bit high.
Mm-hmm.
So they give me information to increase how to diet it.
Mm-hmm.
It's helpful.
So it was helpful to you?
Yes.
Okay. And how about them? Was it helpful to them?
It's good.
It was good. He said yes. Did he find anything that he didn't know before?
Yeah, before my blood pressure is good, but now I see it's very good. It's going high, so I will take care of this one, and that information is good. They give you the information.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Okay. How you doing?
Tired.
Tired.
Yeah.
So, what did you take any of the tests today?
Yes.
Which test did you take?
I did the blood pressure and the blood sugar.
Yeah.
Did you find anything out that you didn't know?
Was low.
Your blood sugar is low.
Yeah, which, well, I thought it would be high.
Yeah, everybody was saying there was,
yeah,
a.
I didn't eat breakfast today, so I learned that. So probably low all the time. But my blood pressure was really good. It wasn't high or anything. It was in a good safe space. So overall, what did you think about the health fair? Was it helpful? Yes, lots of information about other things aside from health as well. I didn't really know about blood sugar,
mm-hmm,
which is good to know about,
mm-hmm,
especially as I get older.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was nice, and it wasn't overwhelming.
Okay.
I think it's good.
So you think we should do this again?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for your comments today. This thing's about to start again. And get some rest. Okay. And you look great.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So tell me a little bit about the Mary Mahoney's and what you guys do.
Well, we're a group of African heritage nurses. We've been in existence since 1949.
Mm-hmm.
and we provide community service and scholarships for students of African heritage. And we love to get out in the community so that both we and our students can participate and meet the community so that we can help our community stay healthy. So that's part of our mission. And our founder, Ms. Baker, said that we, nursing is a profession and a career that is about doing service. And we are committed to doing service. We do it both by helping our students and also service to the community. And that's why we've been able to exist for 71 years, more than 71 years.
So how did today go?
Today has been wonderful. We're so pleased that we have the community coming in, and we've met lots of people. And we have one of our former new graduates.
Congratulations.
And she's here, and she's helped us with interpretation so that people have a better understanding. Because if we talk to somebody and we don't understand the language, she's been great to help us with instructions and helping people through.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming down and participating in our health fair.
It's an honor to be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, this is Janelle, Sisters in Common. She basically coordinated most of this health fair. So tell me a little bit about it.
Well, this was, first of all, it was not as easy as I thought it would be. I thought, you know, just put it together, have the people come out. But, you know, maintaining contact with people and the different vendors, you setting up a flyer, and then our IT guy, David, hooked it all the way up. Making sure we have the rooms in Villapinci and getting all the communications out. That was a lot of work, but we made it. We had a great turnout for even just our first day on a Friday, and can't wait till tomorrow where it's going to be even bigger and better.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on our pilot health fair.
It's a pilot.
I actually got a lot of people telling me how much they enjoyed it and how much they... we're grateful for the information that they got out of, taking the high blood pressure and test and finding out they had cholesterol. Because what I found is a lot of people don't go to the doctor.
They don't go to the doctors. Two of my people came and, you know, they got their things checked and they know, but they just, you know, they just got to do better. They have to do better. You know,
yeah, I'm one of them.
Instruction to their doctors. Yeah, sometimes it's some of us, the workers ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when us as workers, we have to lead by example. So,
okay.
Yeah, I got good blood pressure. I'm good.
I'm afraid to go in there and check mine. Probably going through the ceiling, and I probably got high cholesterol and everything.
Yeah.
But
they enjoyed the survey results. So this just wrapped up to be just the way we envisioned it when we talked about it.
Okay.
It's great.
Well, maybe we'll do another one or get some of this out to the community. We'll have to see what JC wants to do after this.
Right.
All right, Janelle.
All right, y'all.
Thank you.